Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America in Washington on Monday, February 21st, 2022. This is Live Talk. I am Kip Stuve.
And I'm Marvelous Mhlanganya, who are broadcasting from my home in Washington, D.C. due to the COVID-19 pandemic.
Tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the forthcoming by-elections in Zimbabwe and National Youth Day.
And also, we are looking at that all political parties contesting in the March 26th council and parliamentary by-elections are campaigning in various parts of Zimbabwe. The parties are promising to transform people's lives in their candidates if their candidates are elected.
Thousands of people attended a star rally at Zimbabwe Grounds in Harare yesterday, where Nelson Chamisa, the leader of the Citizens Coalition for Change, told the crowd that they are a people-centered movement. This was the first time for Chamisa to address a rally following the formation of the party a few weeks ago.
And Chamisa castigated the government, saying it's trying to destroy him and the people. He further claimed that the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission wants to rig the forthcoming by-elections in favor of the ruling party, but ZEC and ZANU-PF say this is wishful thinking.
Vice President Constantino Chiwenga was in Marondera yesterday, where he officially launched his party's campaign in that region. The party launched similar campaigns in Bulawayo, Epworth, and Maswingo. ZANU-PF says all is well in the country, and more is coming if their candidates are elected on March 26th.
And also, we look at today, which happens to be February the 21st, which is also the late President Robert Mugabe's birthday and used to be remembered previously for that. But it's now the National Youth Day in honor of the late former President Robert Mugabe, who was toppled and in a de facto military coup in 2017.
President Emmerson Mnangagwa was addressing people at a function for the National Youth Day, urged the young people to desist from taking drugs, saying the nation needs strong youth with a great vision. Nibambe mahlaba zulunjani lapho likhona endawo zonke zomhlaba ezijeneyo. Namhla ku Live Talk ke sixoxa ngokhetho lwama by-elections oluzayo. Siyakwazi ukuthi amabandla abaningi sekhankasa. Khankasela ukhetho nje khona manje afisa ukuthi ke abantu babo bafake ukhetho lolu. Bekhethwe phela kukhetho ngoZulu. So ke siyabona njalo ukuthi izolo bekunabantu abaningi emhlanganweni webandla le-Citizens Coalition for Change. Lapho Nelson Chamisa akhulume khona labantu eZimbabwe Grounds, eHighfield khona ngale Harare. Esithi ngokubona kwakhe, ubona ngazani ibandla elibusayo lifuna ukumbhidliza labantu bakhe. So uphinde njalo wathi-ke iZimbabwe Electoral Commission kukhanya engani ifuna ukuthi iphekapheke impumela yokhetho. Kodwa iZEC kanye leZANU-PF bathi uyazikhulumela-ke uChamisa. UChamisa-ke uphinde waqhubekela phambili esithi bazabumba uhulumende ozayo, uhulumende omutsha ngomnyaka ka 2023. So ukuthi ngakho-ke abantu kumele babhalisele ukuvota. Ngesikhathi esifanayo-ke u-Vice President uConstantino Chiwenga ubesemarondela lapho kade ikhulumisana khona labantu. IZANU-PF seyathembisa abantu Mavelas ukuthi izabenzela okuhle kakhulu nxa bengavotela abantu babo kumakhansili labo okumele bayamele idala lephalamende. So-ke ibathi ya khonapho-ke kulungile kakhulu ukuthi bevotelwe. Siyabona njalo namhlanje lusuku lwe-National Youth Day. Usuku lolu-ke isikhumbuzo sikamoyi uRobert Mugabe wasuswa esikhundleni libutho libambisana nabantu abakuZANU-PF ledala lephalamende. So-ke siyabona-ke uPresident Emmerson Mnangagwa wethule umbiko namhlanje sithi kumele abantu abasakhulayo bengathathi phela izidakamizwa njengoba-ke ilizwe likhangelele kibo ukuthi kumele lithuthuke ngemfanelo. So yikho lokhu esiyabe sisixoxa ngakho lokunye siya phambili. So-ke sike sizwe-ke ukuthi omunye wami uMavelas Mhlanganya uye uthini ngakhonokho-ke esikwethule lezulu lamhlanje. Ye, ngiyawuye ngena khonapho kuhlela.
Taine Mufaro, panapa chirongwa chedu, che Live Talk. Nasi nemsuwe Mufuro, February 21, tine zhijin, tisha chenge tuku kupakurai. Tishona insu kuti parishino, pane gadziriro, yema by-election, ichange iliku itwa. Muna machi msuwa 26, sakatakao na isu, iyo weekend, ino imapato, akasiana, vachiparura kana kuti vachiendera mberi nekutsvaga rutsigiro paelections iwaya emabyelections. Takaona isu utungamiri weCitizens Coalition for Change pane mfunchamisa vachiwanikwa ivo vachiita musangano mukuru neZuro nemusvesvondo muHarare. Apo vaitaura ivo kuti pari zvino vari kutaura ivo kuti vari kunyunyutsa zvikuru nemabatsirwo ari kuitwa nhengo dzavo uyezve vari kuti ivo sangano reZEC riri kugadzirira iro kuti iwanikwe iro richiita zvisiri zvakanaka uyezve vari kuti ivo vari kufungidzira kuti vari kuda kuti ZEC iwanikwe iyo ichibiridzira ichiwanikwa ichipa mavhoti FECC kubato rezanupf. Asi takaonawo sangano reZEC richibuda richiti aiwa ayo manyepo nemusi weFriday vachitaurawo ivo kuti zviri kutaurwa nevanhu kuti ivo vari kuita zvisina kufanira hazvisi zvechokwadi. Asi takaona zvakare bato rezanupf uyezve vachiwenga vachitaura ivo vari kumarondera vachitaurawo vachipawo vatsigiri vavo zvavanofungira kuti nhengo dzavo dzichawanikwa dzichiunza pundutso munyika kana dzikasarudzwa pamabyelection apa. Totarisa zvakare kuti nhasi taona paine yatingati kupembera muHarare pazuva reYouth Day ranga riri kuitirwa iro richitungamirwa nemutungamiri wenyika vaEmerson Mnangagwa. Apo vanga vari kuchema-chema vachiti ivo dambudziko ratarisa nyika nyanya kuvechidiki inyaya yekuti vechidiki vari kutora zvinodhaka. Saka taona vachikurudzira vechidiki kuti vasawanikwe vachitora zvinodhaka sezvo vakaramba vachiita izvi pachazoshayikwa vachazowanikwawo vachiendesa nyika mberi mune ramangwana. Tichitarisa zvakare kuti iro zuva ranhasi rava kunzi zuva rechidiki iri rakange riri zuva re26th movement raiva iro richiremekedza zuva rekuzvarwa kwevaimbova mutungamiri wenyika vaRobert Mugabe avo vakatisiya munguva yapfuura uyezve vatakaona vachibviswa pachigaro zvechisimba nevechiuto. Totarisa zvakare kuti change tiri kungoenderera mberi tichitarisa nevanyarikani vedu zviri kuitika mumapato emunyika panyaya iyoyi yekutsvaga rutsigiro. Aiwa, over to you, Gibbs.
Yes, marvelous. We know what was happening yesterday at Zimbabwe Grounds. You know, that's the home of politics. You still remember on Independence, before the Independence Day, Joshua Nkomo went to that place and there were millions of people, or let me say thousands of people,
yes,
you know, that actually attended that event.
And we saw also Mr. Chamisa yesterday actually retelling that story that this was the home of politics. He literally went down the list and said Joshua Nkomo had gone there, Robert Mugabe had gone there. He also mentioned Dumiso Dabengwa, saying that this was the home of politics, and he is also putting his name in that national history for the country.
Yes, so let's see exactly what happened yesterday at that place where Chamisa actually addressed the people at that place.
One people, one nation, one vision. A new great Zimbabwe. A new great Zimbabwe.
you can never capture the people. Unakona kunatenga vanhu. Unakona kunopa zvuanikwa. Asi mwana wa Zimbabwe adzokere kumashure kusvikira shanduko yawanikwa. One declaration there with Triple C is the next government in Zimbabwe.
Apo tiri kunzwa vaNelson Chamisa vachitaura ivo pamusangano waNezuro vachitaura ivo kuti ivo vanonyatsoona kunge ivo ndo vachange vari hurumende iri kupinda.
Kunjalo ke marvelous vonile siri lokoko eGita kolombana. You saw the old lady.
Yes, it was a very festive mood there. We saw also members, I think, that looked like of the Apostolic Faith, who normally in previous years we've seen supporting the ruling party, but we saw some of them there also supporting the Yellow Revolution, as they are calling themselves, the Yellow Party, or Yellow Sunday, the Citizens Coalition for Change.
And then we had President Emmerson Mnangagwa arriving today at a function for the National Youth Day. Let's just have a glimpse of what actually happened today. That's exactly what is happening in politics, music and song and dance, you know. So a lot of happening there, yeah?
Yes, we are seeing that music seems to be playing a really center role in what we're seeing happening in this campaign. We saw also Mr. Nelson Chamisa in his own address. He came up and he was singing his own song, which we probably will be hearing in the airwaves sometime soon. But we saw right here today, ZANU-PF, and also being Youth Day, we also saw a lot of Zimbabwe's youth singers also singing at that event today. So it will be interesting to see what's going to happen as we go into the next campaigns. Apo tanga tshikuona isu vatsigiri nebato reZANU-PF vanga vari kuwanikwa ivo. Hatingati veZANU-PF, tongoti vechidiki nekuti hatisi kuziva kuti apa panga pari veZANU-PF vega here kana kuti vechidiki vese munyika. Ndo zvatisi tiri kunyatsoziva ipapa, asi apa tachiona vechidiki vachiwanikwa ivo vachifarira kana kuti vachitsigira pasvika vaEmmerson Mnangagwa. Pachiitiko chanhasi pavanga vari kuwanikwa ivo vachitaura kune vechidiki vachivakurudzira kuti vasatore zvinodhaka nekuti vati zvinodhaka ndo zviri kuuraya vechidiki munyika pari zvino.
Yes, let's go straight to Skente. You know where Skente is? You know that place?
No.
It's in Cholocho, Matabele North.
Okay.
ZAPU is campaigning there. And a lot is happening, so let's watch.
Amanda, come to Ben, Omelong, MC, Evena Dentao, yes, a Cholocho South, Nam Sanje, Nam Sanje, how much of the one again, the one again, the good day, the best, you know, namhlanjene lapha eTsholotsho wazobona wena iTsholotsho ithi babhayizano ithi babhay iTsholotsho namhlanjene bayeza ngobangene ngobuningi baba bantu
hayi babo uyasi hayi Tsholotsho
hayi namhlanje ngoba namhlanje izaphu yembusweni ayikhambile MTC ikhambile namhlanje izano ngendlela abantu abaphakame ngakhona kuleli jawu yasetsholotsho namhlanje nakurongo namhlanje nakurongo hawu madoda babayizano kutsheka ibhethu
So a lot is happening, marvelous. As you have been watching, we've been just following all the parties, you know, campaigning in these by-elections. So there was ZAPU, you know, campaigning in Skente, that is Tsholotsho communal lands. So they want to really fight against the current government, and they are saying they may be the next government. So remember that ZAPU is one of the oldest movements in the country. So it is a former liberation movement. It started politics a long time ago. So we also highlighted what the Citizens Coalition for Change is doing and all these kind of issues, including ZANU-PF. You know, the president was today in Harare, where he was addressing some youths attending the National Youth Day. So it's an event that was held in Harare. So right now, Marvelous, we've got Godfrey Rawone. So let's start with him, and then we'll roll in other guests as well. So we see that Regis Busango is also waiting for us on the sidelines. So welcome you to the show, Mr. Godfrey Rawone. Welcome, sir.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Good evening, listeners.
Thank you so much. So what's your take about what's going on in terms of the by-election campaigns?
What is happening right now in Zimbabwe in terms of creating equal opportunities to reach out to people is unprecedented, considering that ZANU-PF is doing its campaign freely. No one is disturbing them. Monzora is doing his campaigns freely. No one is disturbing him. But as for CCC, the situation is not the same. Whenever, what we know very well that whenever there is a proclamation of the election date by the president, it means now that the environment is free for everyone to campaign. And there's no need for anyone to seek for police clearance during the campaign period. But it's different when it comes to CCC. They are requested to apply to police, and when they apply to police, it's very, very rare for police to accept CCC gatherings. And even when they gather, you realize we have a series of incidents in Mashingo, in Harare, in Bulawayo, where the CCC members are arrested for moving around communities campaigning during the campaign period. It's so sickening. So the environment is not even. However, as we saw yesterday in Harare, the people of Zimbabwe are resilient. The people of Zimbabwe are tired of this regime. That's the reason why even ZANU-PF issued a lot of threats. The police issued a number of threats, but people ignored all that because now they are eager to see change in Zimbabwe, and they are prepared to face any situation, whichever situation they face, they are prepared to meet it. That is what we saw yesterday. What we saw yesterday is a reaffirmation of the support for Nelson Chamisa from the ordinary Zimbabweans. What we saw yesterday is the growth of confidence of Zimbabweans in the leadership of Nelson Chamisa and the CCC. What we saw yesterday is the support for Zimbabweans to the CCC party. And we're expecting to see that in the polls. Believe you me, come 26 March, what we saw yesterday is what we're going to see in every parliamentary and council election.
Marvelous.
Tombotarisa kuti takaona zvichinzizvo pane mapurisa anga akaisa maroad block uye zveinternet yakambodonha nezvimwe zvakadaro. Zvii zvamakaona zvanga zviri kuitika imi zvisina kukufadzai? Kuzoyewo zvakakufadzai pamusangano wanezuro?
Chisina kundifadza ndagotaura ndikati police zvakatangira pakupuwa clearance. MDC yakanzi musatakura vanhu from other constituencies. But go to ZANU-PF rally. There will be more buses than people. There will be more Goliaths, more lorries than people. No one asks them. No one prevents them from failing their supporters. But don't ferry people from other constituencies. The roadblocks, they were meant to frustrate people. The roadblocks were meant even to block people from going to the rally. In a democracy, in a republic, in Zimbabwe is a republic, we don't expect to see that. So, this thing that I mentioned, as you know, but as you know, like I said, is the resilience of Zimbabwe. She knows about Zimbabwe. Kushaiwa hanya none nokuvhundusirwa kusatya kuti aiwa ndakati kavhundusirwa zvakadaro tinongoenda ndakafara both I saw Zimbabweans vachifamba netsoka from a long distance to a rally just to witness
the historical event that I about Republicans. That is in Jagan Defanza. But a lot of people,
thank you very much, and stay on the line. Let's bring in Mr. Richard Vusango of ZANU-PF. Mr. Vusango, welcome to the program, sir.
Thank you.
It's good to be with you. I'm seeing that you're wearing a yellow hat. So that's
very much
ZANU-PF style, right?
Yes, very much ZANU-PF and our yellow color for minerals since 1980.
Oh, yes, and CCC is using the same color, right?
CCC has decided to follow suit to ZANU-PF. We know that all political parties in Zimbabwe were born by ZANU-PF. So we thank CCC for following suit and use the same color. It shows that they know that the mother party, ZANU-PF, is the way to go.
So now, these political campaigns, you know, how can you rate your party from, let's say, 1 to 10 in terms of your election campaign and meeting your goals there?
Thank you very much. I think, first and foremost, I want to thank the president of our country, Zimbabwe, First Secretary of ZANU-PF, Comrade Eugene Mnangagwa, for all the achievements, the developments that he has done in the country. That has intensified our by-election campaign. We are very excited. If you can look at the video footages, the aerial footages of the ZANU-PF rallies today, we had the National Youth Rally today. There were millions of youth from all walks of life in Harare today. The support is just overwhelming. We started in Epworth in Harare, where we thought it was a MDC stronghold. For some reason, people are now rejecting the unachieved policies of the MDC. We know that they've changed names, and as ZANU-PF, we've never changed names. They've changed colors, they've changed slogans, they've changed symbols and signs. They will continue changing, but they cannot change the development of the country. That's why now the president is, people are flocking back to ZANU-PF. We've got so many people who have defected from ZANU-PF because they've seen that in MDC there is nothing to show for. And because of that, we never had the overwhelming support in our cities, especially in the capital, Harare. We had more people in Harare than the CCC, Chamisa Chetechete, had in Harare, which is very overwhelming. It's promising that we are taking this by-election by full force. We are going to win this by-election by but we're going to have a resounding victory on this by-election. There is no doubt about that.
But how do you account for the fact that you are allowed to ferry people using buses, but the CCC is not allowed to do that? And people go around, slow canyoning, but on the other side, they're not allowed to do that. How do you account for that?
You know, Studio 7, I want you to know this. Chamisa is a crying baby. From the way that he took over power at Tsvangirai's grave, you know, there were elderly people in the party, but he jumped the grave and took over power. And he continues with these child behaviors, baby crying attitudes. If you go on social media, you see lorries and lorries ferrying people wearing yellow for Chamisa Chetechete going to the rallies. And now someone comes to Studio 7 and spread the evil gospel that we were not allowed. That's not true. We are now campaigning, and they've never been stopped to campaign. They've never been stopped to meet. That's why they had their own rally at Zimbabwe grounds. If they were not allowed, they could have not had the rally. There were no police. You look at the aerial footage, there were no police stopping anybody. They were free to do their rally, and still they complained that we were not allowed. But we see lorries and lorries there. They are there on social media, where Chamisa was ferrying people from all over the country to come to the rally. So these are unfounded allegations that they continue to level against the ZANU-PF. But I think that time is now over. We are now taking over the urban voters. Thank you.
Tombonzwa kwamuri kuti imi pari zvino zvii zvaungati ZANU-PF iri kuunza zvitsva zvamakatadza kuunza apo magara muripo pachigaro.
Right. First and foremost, Comrade Eugene Mnangagwa, when he came into power, he brought freedom of speech freedom of campaign, freedom of choice. Nobody is arrested to choose the party they want. Nobody is arrested to even wear the regalia that they need in Zimbabwe. We have seen that our roads, our clinics, a lot of there was no development since 1980 in Zimbabwe. The roads that we had, they were done by Smith. And after Comrade Edi Mnangagwa came into power, we have seen a lot of achievements that were brought about his administration. You know, right now, people are, this Christmas season, I just came from Zimbabwe, we did not record any fatal accident like we used to have all these years. It is because now we have got good roads in our country, which are now called SADC style or SADC quality roads that we have.
Ndoko kubatsai papo vafusango vano vanoti munogona kutaura kuti ma road nezvimwe zviri kugadzirwa asika vanhu pari zvino vari kuchema zara nekukwira kwezvinhu vana vasikwenda kuchikoro panyaya yekuti maticha asi kubhadharwa uyezve pakati papapa pane makampeni iwaya yekuti muri kuda kuti vanhu vawanikwe vachivhotera bato renyu reZANU PF. Munoti kune nyunyuto iri kubva kuvanhu motaura neshoni?
Ndinoti ini hatingi munoziva imi kuti government yeZimbabwe yakaingirisa mapay ematicha. I think it was last week. We all know that. And maticha akaonekwa macivil servants mazhinji ese vachicelebrata the pay rise that was given the government. So handisi kuona zvinhu zvinonzi zviri kukwira. I think zvinhu zvinokwira kunzeve dzeMDC because kumacitizens ari on the ground. Zvinhu zviri kufamba muZimbabwe, mvura iri kunaya, vanhu vari kurima vachihavhesta as usual. Munhu wega wega ane pokurima ari kurima achikwanisa kuti akwanise kufidha mhuri yake nekufidha nyika. Saka maachievement akaitwa napuresident neavachiri kuita akawanda. I can't mention them all, but we're talking about my teachers, talking about my school. If it wasn't COVID, we could have seen the pay rise in my teacher and my civil servants, especially on the teaching department way before. But it was because Papa had restrictions, COVID. But right now, my teachers are in Zimbabwe, they're not complaining. Those are government, they got my teacher, are looked at the school, you are it's illegal in our country because we have given you the pay rise. Therefore, and this is the best pay rise that is over.
Aiwa, ipapo vafusango pamaticha hamungati they are not complaining. Nekuti vari kutonetsana nehurumende pari zvino hapasati pane kuwirira. Vari kutoshushikana pari zvino.
Vari kushushikana nekuti vari kuda havo more. Hatiti asi one half a loaf is better than nothing, isn't it? Saka hatingati isu dei papo hapana chachakaitwa negovernment. But government yakatovapa pay rise. Uka pay yako ikawedzegwa ne 15 cents inenge yawedzegwa dani kusawedzegwa ne 15 cents. Saka I think let's give thumbs up to the government for what they are doing. Kana munhu achida zvinhu zvakanaka, let's look at the positivities, not to look at the negativities. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Let's take Noma. Unoma Nyambona kunapo. Noma, kunjani mama?
Yeah.
How are you, Noma? Unoma has just disappeared. So what is starting ubaba Nkululeko kwabalanda mati. Mateza wamukela kuhlelo ba. Siyaphila sicela usondele ifoni yakho sikuze kuhle. Ukhatshana sibili kakhulu. Yeah, so ngena kuhlelo kona manje. So ubona njani konke imkankaso yenziwayo? Yeah, sondele ifonini, sondele ifonini ba. Ukhatshana lokhu ngani uyabalekela ifoni. Sondela sibili ifonini. So qhubeka khona phuka.
Ingengene endabeni sefutini eka chamisa akazi noma nyazwa kalaka.
Yeah, sizwa kahle.
Ungalandelela ibandla le Twikusile izwe lobelile rally kutwalisiza inkumbi zabantu ukusumangala makufika ama election uthole kuthwala idliwe mina nginanzelela ngeyami view ibandla leli izabe lokho emphindelele into eyi-1 ukuthi uthole kuthanda emadrobheni xa lithanda emadrobheni abantu abemadrobheni most abaningi balojile njalo bayazuza abekho ezindaweni zabo. And yalibona ligijima ngamayouth. Ama-youth isikhathi esiningi lapho kule radio khona ayatholakala. Kodwa mazokufanele ukuthi kuvotwe kulayini. Isikhathi esiningi bayehluleka ukubekezelela leyo nto leyo. Ngicabanga ukuthi into yaziyo mthembu. Kodwa lapho kugidwa khona esikhala khona kudliwa kunandini ayatholakala ama-youth. So ngicabanga ukuthi uThamisa ulahleka khonapho izani imskora nge-one nelokhu zenike ngekhona eli-one negoli. Wayawaya akakwanisa ukuthi isayini. Ukuzokhangela ukuthi endaweni ezifana labo madlambuzi plans kona alushamisa bayamazi kobo chipinge kobo chimani mani usuzibuza ukuthi uthamisa bayamazi uzathuluthi ngabamazi kodwa bamazi eHarare. So uzananzelela ukuthi ivoti elinenga kakhulu lisemakhaya lapho elithaphuzwa khona izana kodwa emadorobheni kalipho mosti iyouth emadorobheni ayivoti. Ungananzelela bona belalela ubaba lapha nekhuluma kuvidiyo esithi kokubona bona emadorobheni vele bayafuta bafuna ukubonisa i-cream yabo. Since 1999 wananzelela i-MDC vele amaralayo ayagcwala kodwa mosti mazofika ama-election iyadliwa. Yes, izani iyarika kodwa kufanele ukuthi beke bezame labo utshintsho beke bengene emakhaya. Ungananzelela ukuthi Mr. Dewey days mathi ngakhona okanti isicathulo besigqokile eside zesiya ucabanga ukuthi isicathulo singangena esiwale sentana ma usikhangile. Uzonanzela ukuthi two smart kakhulu leli bandla leli yikho lihlala lidliwa njalo nje sizabe sesisithi barikiwe futhi nesi 2023 kodwa babegcwalisa kugcwalisa izitediyamu asikho kwenza ukuthi umuntu usevotelwe lokhu kudingakala ukungena ebantwini emakhaya ubona inhlupho zabantu abahlangana lazo izikotsho amadamu ukuthi baphila njani. Izani yinto eyenza kwenzela ukuthi izithole amavoti bayabe bekhala futhi behlaba ubukhosi 2023 bethi badliwe ngokuthi bona basmart bahamba lapho kule carafone emagusini kabahambi laba bantu.
So ubakhuthaza usithini kona?
Mina engikukhuthazayo ukuthi ofuna ukuvotelwa akakahambe ayobonisa lokazi esiqeda amadolo emakhaya khona lokho manguba eplansi khonale emakhaya etholoto khonale emgodi masisi akayebona impilo yangikhona ukuthi amanzi ahamba amin kilometers befuna amanzi. Ngicabantwana labantu ngafika ubavakatshele uzwe inhlupho inkinga zabo maybe bengasala belomcabango ukuthi bangakuvotela. Remember ukuthi abantu abadala bengabamba babambile ubaba unkomo bawa laye bevuka laye kuyibhubhura undi kunzima babevota kunjalo kodwa iyouth ayikwanisi ukukubekezelela khona lokhu. Bengilalela izolo umaitawufadayi mahere so komunye umsakazo embuza simple question ukuthi uthini ngabantu bemashonaland asebegcwele emathebeleleni abafundisa from grade zero abanga-understandi i-language imother language yabantwana wayehluleka ukuphendula leyani question. So uyaku-expect ukuthi abantu bekuvotele yini emakhaya into ezifana laze uyehluleka ukubuza just yena leyani question ukuthi uthini ngabantu abagcwele ema-ofisini ezithupheni abangakhulumi ilanguage yendawo uthi wehluleka ukuphendula simple question kodwa yi-leader enkulu ejenjwe ku-national. So kona kuyana kubonisa ukuthi abakazimiseli ukuthi bafuna ukwenzani bafuna kulethani futhintsho. Kumele belalele izikhalazo zabantu emakhaya ukuthi abantu bahluthwa yini bafunani babayenzele bebathembise lokhu just ukuthembisa umuntu ngomlomo kuphele kubuza ukuthi oright uthini ngabantwana abafundiswa ulimi olungasolwabo uyehluleke just ukuphendula nje ukuthi loba ungasozukwenza ukuthi hhayi singangena thina embusweni sizakwenza lokhu sikhiphe laba abafaka abantwana abantu bendawo. Wehlule kubuza simple leli question. Remember ucabanta abantu bazakuvotela yini abadala sozibuta ngoba kudala bekhona
kupolitics. Yes, yakuza kakhulu-ke sicela ubambe khonapho-ke ungayeka njani. Marvelous what Mr. Nkululeko Gobalanda Mate is saying is that you know it seems as if the MDC is using the same tricks that it has been using over the years in terms of campaigning in urban areas. He says, you know, these youth that you see in rallies always come to enjoy themselves. If ever there is a good beat, they'll come there. If ever there is a little bit of beer, they'll come there. But they don't vote. He says the majority don't vote. So he's encouraging MTC, CCC, go out there and look for the youth that actually vote and actually go down there to Madambuzi, Skende, and other places to look for you know other people who can vote for it. He says ZANU-PF is beating CCC because of that. Because ZANU-PF is going to the people, you know, promising them everything. And the times giving them some agricultural inputs, giving them a lot of freebies. You know, he says, that's the way to go. So he says, you know, filling stadium with non-voters won't pay. So get out of your kind of clean shoes, get into the mud there and talk to the people. And he says there's another issue here concerning teachers in rural areas, especially in Matabeleland. He says there are so many people that... are deployed there who can't speak the local language. And this is a primary school. And he says, you know, the CCC is failing to address some of those things. So he says both ZANU-PF and CCC, of course, they've got their big problems. But at the end of the day, ZANU-PF is beating CCC because it's going deep down there in the rural areas. So let's bring in Mr. Godfrey Kurawone for him to respond to this briefly, then we'll bring in other guests. So, Mr. Kurawone, go ahead, sir.
Yeah, so here I think I'll respond to my views. I will say that too. But I'll start near Mkomaleku, Lagos and PM. I think he's not in touch with the current affairs. Because they are not in touch with the current affairs. Well, I think the police issued a clearance letter. Don't ferry people from other constituencies. Don't do toy toy. Don't do car rally. Once you do that, try that can miss your process. I think that letter is in the social media. That letter is everywhere. So when I say you wanna hear, then it means he is not in touch with the current affairs. But as for ZANU-PF, we don't expect ZANU-PF to give people promises because they are already in power. What they have to do is just to do what they want, what they are promising people right now. They are in power. We want to see actions, no promises. It might be the opposition that should promise people because they are already in power. But ZANU-PF don't promise anyone anything. Let them just do it because they are already in power. And then I come to my brother here. One, after the 2018 elections, we created a portfolio Yain's secretary for rural mobilization. Since the formation of the party, we had known that portfolio. But after realizing the importance of focusing on the rural electorate, we then created that portfolio. You don't know when a leader, a politician. Popular name is Bondo. His main task is to devise strategies of mobilizing the rural vote. Is to devise mechanisms that will make sure that the rural vote, yes, we see what CCC stands for. So that one, I think, is a change that we have never heard of since the 2018 election. So the issue of the rural mobilization, I think it has been dealt with. And we're trying every day to go from our rural constituencies. And on the issue of young people who are not registered to vote, I think we are seeing every day. We are trying to mobilize people to go and register to vote. We are targeting those village voters. And as the youth assembly, our target was to mobilize at least 1 million young people only. But it is not only young people who are not registered. We have some adults who are still registered to vote, and we are also mobilizing those. So our target as a party is to reach the 6 million votes. This is the reason why we are mobilizing people to go and register to vote.
Mm.
Then, on the issue, let me explain the last one.
Yes, briefly, yes.
There are some issues that are critical. Issues that would, if you jump into response, they will backfire. The issues to do with religion, the issues to do with tribalism. I applaud Fadai Maere for her response. Why? Because whichever way she had responded, it was going to somehow going to hound you tomorrow. So I think it's good sometimes to try and avoid those issues, to discuss those issues in public. They need due diligence. If you ask the question, I urge everyone not to respond to those issues because they are sensitive. They are too sensitive.
So why would you then hide behind that to say this is sensitive? Why not address it and say, okay, here is the party's kind of line of thought. You know, simple.
Even if you go within the party, we have so many different tribes. But the main point is we are all Zimbabweans. We should not petition Zimbabwe according to our languages. We should not petition Zimbabwe according to our tribes. We should not petition Zimbabwe according to our language. We are all Zimbabweans.
No, maybe you are missing the point. The point here is there are some teachers that are deployed at
primary school. They are Zimbabweans. Yes, as long as they are Zimbabweans. Let's agree that they are Zimbabweans.
So if you are deployed in Bulawayo, if you are Zimbabwe, you go then teach there. If you are deployed in Mashiko, if you are Zimbabwe, go then, as long as a qualified teacher. Unless if you are not a Zimbabwe. That's why I said, let's not petition Zimbabwe according to our tribes. Let's not petition Zimbabwe according to our language. Maybe the only thing that we advocate for is to say, let all the languages be taught in schools so that everyone understands each and every language. But we cannot say, you are a Shona, you don't go there. You are in Ndebele, you don't go there. I don't think it's fair. We must not at any one moment petition this country according to our languages and our tribes. We must not do that.
Okay, thank you. So maybe Marvelous, let's bring a youth.
Koma Godfrey Kuraone kwisitira ndichenderera mberi panyaya yedu yemabai elections regaiti mbonzwawo panyaya yevechidiki. You're a young man yourself. What's your view on how the parties are campaigning for these by elections?
Mr. Tenazan Moyo, go ahead.
Okay, thank you very much, Mave, and thank you very much. And greetings, everyone. Let me start by saying I'm very excited about the future because the future is bright. When there's election, we have a hope. When there's election, we have a brighter future because we might bring as well new people in the game. We might bring a new brain, new ideas who can as well open the future doors for us. But therefore, we are a little bit segregated, if not marginalized, as the young people. Because the people that are purporting to be representing us, by the way, they are already older. So I'm actually one of the people that are advocating for the young people to begin to take over the leadership mantle. Let us be the ones leading as well. We cannot continue to be leaders of tomorrow. It is the high time. We begin to lead. Let us be the leader. So the first thing is to support each other as young people. When you see another young person rising up from a different perspective or from a different corner, we should as well begin to say, this young man is representing our interests. Because we are the ones who understand our problem. How can someone who is 50 years old understand how I'm feeling, how I'm planning my future? How can someone at that age understand our problems that we're having now? So, before I could forget, let me just quote my brother who was talking before me, talking about the issue of tribalism and as well the issue of our teachers being deployed in school. I think my brother, I'm actually, let me start by expressing my disappointment in him, because if you understand the fundamental of education, you cannot teach a grade one a child in a language that he or she does not understand. So in the issue of deployment of teachers, it is good for all Zimbabweans to work across Zimbabwe, but there should be levels. We don't have problem with Ndau people teaching in Lupane University, but of course they can't teach at Lupane Primary School. Neither can a developed person from Kwamayaya Kulichena in Nkaide begin to teach it in Ndau in Kwamayaya. So until and unless we begin to unpack this issue and give local people local jobs and begin to understand the fundamental thing that How can you teach someone who does not understand you and you expect that person to pass? We need to fix it, and then we can fix it if we unite together as the young people and begin to say, our young brothers are not getting proper education, and we need to address this. We need to approach it. We cannot approach it if we are not starting from the fundamental issue. We need to as well take over the leadership. We need to lead. We cannot expect you guys to be leading us forever. We need to begin to practice right now. Let's take over from the council. Let's take over from the parliament and begin to have ambitions, of course, of becoming the president of the country. We cannot be young people always expecting people who are 17 years old to address in Indaba Zabantu have a school. That cannot happen.
Thank you very much, Moyo. Let's bring in Mr. Ncube, then we bring in Mr. Vusango as well. So, briefly, Mr. Ncube, campaigns are going on in Zimbabwe, by-election campaigns. What's your take on what has happened so far, so good? I'm not trying to say it. Just to say.
Siyabonga. Okwenzakalayo ngokhetho, kulungiselelwa ukhetho, sina sikubona kuyinto enhle ukuthi abantu bakwenze lokho, kodwa besidana ngokuthi kube sokusiba labantu abavinjwayo. Besibona kungathi amapholisa, angazi kumbe ngamapholisa kumbe ngabantu ababefakiwe abebefuna ukuvimba umhlangano we-TCC. Sikubona kuyinto engaqondanga lokho. Bese sibonga ukuthi idemokhrasi kumele yenzeke, abantu balwenze ukhetho. Sibakhuthaza abantu ukuthi izanu okuyivotela ikuzigqibela.
Yes, so kufaka ngesikhiwa khonokho ngamafutshane.
Yes, we welcome the campaigns that are there for the by elections. We think it's people's democratic right. We are worried about the alleged attempts to block the meeting of the TCC at the weekend. But we are actually encouraged by seeing people who are standing up to vote and to register to vote. We would encourage people that under whatever circumstance, we don't expect people to consider voting for ZANU-PF because they have failed to deliver. Otherwise, other alternatives would be welcome.
Mr. Vusango, what's your reaction to that and some of these issues? And then we conclude our show. Go ahead, sir.
Comrade Gibbs, do you hear me?
Yes.
All right, thank you very much. I think let me quickly touch on Kura Owone, who was accused in ZANU-PF of some allegedly unfounded allegations. You see, when you look at MDC, now it's Chamisa Chetechete, they talk no action mantra has killed the party for all this time. That's why you have got so many defections back to ZANU-PF than defections from ZANU-PF to MDC. You have not had a single person moving from ZANU-PF to MDC because of talk no action. And being a crybaby characteristic of a political party. You see, when you talk about Matabeleland, our president, when he came into power, he understood very well the issues that were there in Matabeleland since 1980. People in Matabeleland, the situation there is very fragile. We have to treat Matabeleland as a special case as far as the new administration of ZANU-PF, this new republic, is concerned. That's why we have got this president of peace and reconciliation, where all the chiefs in Matabeleland have been meeting with the president so many times, and right now there's a clear path as to what will happen next as far as the issues we had in Matabeleland are concerned. We're talking about education. The young man who mentioned that you cannot bring somebody who speaks Shona to teach a grade one student in Matabeleland. Where is the connection? You want somebody who speaks in the village. If the teacher cannot speak in the village, to me, I don't need that teacher in Matabeleland. And we have lots of teachers who speak Shona in the village, who can go to Matabeleland and teach our children there. Matabeleland is part of Zimbabwe. So I want these Chamisa Chetechete people to understand that. Listen, we don't need a tribal political party in Zimbabwe. That's why in ZANU-PF we have ministers and even our grandfather, Father Zimbabwe, Dr. Mkau Kongomo, was also a vice president of this country when he was preaching peace and reconciliation is what we need in our country. So you can't come here on this platform and tell us that Zimbabwe, if you are Zimbabwean, you are allowed to do anything else elsewhere. You are not being considerate. And I think because of that's the reason why MDC has been losing elections. Because even people are really looking at it, they see that everything that is being done there is childish. What did Hetmo Tshidzila did? Just talk no action. There is nothing that he has brought on the table. But ZANU-PF is doing a lot of things. We have got a lot of achievements that region is doing, not only in Shona speaking provinces. Right now, we've got the water projects almost completed at Gwai River in Matabeleland. The president has ordered, I think, almost 5,000 drilling machines from India, and they are allocated to every constituency in Zimbabwe, regardless of which province, and mostly in Matabeleland because of the water shortages and problems. So we want a government that is considerate, a government that is caring, a government that doesn't have the symbols of tribalism. We suffered as Zimbabweans because of tribalism. It has brought us way backwards. So at this 21st century, new millennium, we cannot accept statements like that on the public forum. Thank you.
Marvelous. May we go ahead to the first one?
Kiri papo regate mbozo kira panyaya yes varanasi is very youth day. Patuko na rukuranga rikwa munyika parishino. Tanzwa mutunganiri wenyika vachitaura pamusoro penyaya yevechidiki vari kutora zvinodhaka. Pane zvamuri kuita here imi sebato reZANU-PF kubatsira ivava vechidiki? Nekuti ndo kune vanhu vakawanda uyezve ndo kunobva vhoti rakawanda kuti vasawanikwe vachitora zvinodhaka izvi.
Yes, ndinotenda zvikuru. I think ndo yanga iri one of the agendas, especially kuma urban constituencies. Tinoona vana vedu vazhinji vanotora musombodhiya nezvimwe zvinodhaka zvinovakanganisa future yavo. Saka president vedu vanga vachiemphasisa nyaya yekuti mayouth huyai mutsvage mupiwe pokurima muwane zvokuita, huyai mupiwe malicenses ekuita farming, ekuita mining, muchere zvichegwa zvenyika zviri pasi pevhu reZimbabwe nokuwana zvinhu zvakawanda zvokuita than kuti muite zvokuswera muchimwa doro muchiita zvinhu zvinozokukanyai. Even pareproduction yenyu as vasikana kana even varume chaivo munogona kuzosvika patime yokuti hamuchakwanisi kuita reproduction nenyaya yokuti munenge matora zvinhu zvinokukuvadzai mitezo yenyu sevana vadiki. Saka president yedu anga achiemphasisa nyaya iyoyo nokuti tiri kuona isisi kuma urban constituencies nemacities kunova iko kune macouncils anoranwa neMDC. MDC hatina kumboiona ichitaura kuti zvinodhaka zvisatogwa. Ndo vanotopa vanhu zvinodhaka. Kana mukada kutarisa parali yakaitwa Starali yakaitwa kuHarare Grounds neMDC, vanhu vanga varipo vazhinji vanga vakadhakwa vachipiwa doro zvavakaita paya pakazonzi chiindai munoprotesta. Mukanzwa chamisa achitaura kuti kwanzi iko zvino takapiwa information yekuzek achithreatena kuti inini ndinogona kukonzera havoc muZimbabwe. Havoc iyoyo inokonzerwa nokuti
on that note, Mr. Vusango, we end our show today. If there was extra time, we're going to add to that extra time. Wish to thank our guests this evening, Mr. Tanzani Moyo, of the Combined Ideas Democratic Alliance, Mr. Godfrey Kurawone of the Citizen Coalition for Change, Mr. Richard Vusango of ZANU-PF, and Mr. Ntantla Moses Ncube. We also want to thank all the correspondents that sent us a lot of material for us to cover these events. Signing off from Maryland, this is Gibbs Stuber saying, good night, Zimbabwe.
And I'm Margaret Mutanganya, who is in Washington, saying, have a very good night.
Good night.